Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma and joining me today is Daniel.
Hey Emma, nice to be here. So guess what? Delkia is going to showcase this experimental emergency response aircraft at the security and policing event in March next year.
I see, so this is a big deal for the Northwest Aerospace industry. What's it called?
It's called Teneral. Delkia's innovation team has been working on it as part of Project Dragonfly. They've tested it as a tricopter and hybrid tilt-rotor plane.
Wow, that is so cool. And the hybrid configuration offers vertical takeoff and landing with extended range from the wings. That could be really useful for emergency services.
Exactly. Pete Hudson, Delkia's head of research, said they want to talk to emergency services to understand their needs better. They could use these aircraft as first responders to survey situations before arriving.
I see, and the CEO, Kurt Canfield, mentioned this is their first time at the security and policing event. What's the significance of this event?
It's a premier government event where they can meet with emergency services, law enforcement, and security specialists. It's a world-class opportunity to discuss national security and resilience.
So, what's next for the Dragonfly program?
They want to develop and adapt based on the feedback they get. The goal is to revolutionize air support for blue light services. If you want to learn more, you can contact innovation at delkia.co.uk.
That does sound promising. Thanks for the update, Daniel.
My pleasure, Emma. It's always exciting to see how our Northwest companies are pushing the boundaries of aerospace technology.
Agreed. That's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Tune in next time for more updates from our industry leaders.
Stay safe and keep flying high.